Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Well, it's hard to believe, but this is going to be the 25th anniversary, the silver anniversary for First Night St. Petersburg. But, well, our organizer has been here a lot longer than that. You've done it a lot longer than that. And my gosh, how long now has it been?
Well, I've done 30 First Nights because I worked on them in Albany, New York for 7 years before I moved back down here.
Well, I should probably introduce you. I don't think I did that. Alan Lloyd is the organizer of First Night, and you have seen this grow immensely, and it really takes over downtown St. Pete. It's a family-friendly celebration, nice and safe, so much going on. Where does someone start if they've never been to a First Night celebration?
They really ought to either go to the website or pick up one of our programs, which are being printed right now.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I'll get the buttons are supposed to be delivered to the office today, and the buttons are at the printer. I mean, the program's at the printer. We're going to have a program announcement party next Thursday at the Ale and the Witch from 6 to 9, where we're going to officially announce a bunch of the bands and things.
That'll be a great place to have a party.
Because what people need to do is they got to plan their evening.
Planning is a big part of it because it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Everybody's busy. There's things going on all over downtown St. Pete. And when you're coming down to the waterfront, where we're going to be, you've really got to plan out what you want to do because you have so many venues involved for the arts.
Right. Yeah, there's around 20 venues, and it's spread out between the Mirror Lake Library and the waterfront. So, you know, we bring your walking shoes. What we say is dress for the weather, put on your walking shoes, you know. And then whatever happens, it doesn't matter what the weather's doing, we're going to have First Night.
Oh, no, we always have a good time.
Just come on down and plan your route. You know, we try and make it so that we stress to our performers and artists that start your things on time. So that, because there are people that come and they want to see some of you and then they go on to see someone else.
Well, they do. And I do love the First Night buttons. Those are such a collectible, I think. They're really beautiful. Who was the artist for it this year?
The Vitale Brothers did it this year. So you've probably seen a lot of their murals around town.
Sure have.
And I understand they're working on some. They're trying to raise money for some kind of movie locally. Mini lights or something.
You're right. We'll find the link for that and we'll put it up with the story. But the First Night, the buttons are a critical part of First Night. You want to wear that to get into different venues.
Absolutely,
right?
That's your admission. That's your ticket to get in. And they're on sale now on the website. They're $12 for adults, $5 for children. And we'll start selling them locally at Thanksgiving. And then for a couple days, like the 30th and the 31st, they go up to $15 for adults and $10 for children. So go ahead and buy them now.
Now, if you don't have a button, there's certain venues you can't get into. I mean, obviously, this is a fundraiser. But if you don't have a button and you come down to the park with us, there is a lot going on, right?
That's right. We don't gate the parks.
Can't do that. Not with the beautiful waterfront. Oh, and there's always a little something to see off the waterfront, too, isn't there? The firework action?
Oh, yes. We're going to have our family fireworks, our kids' fireworks at 8 o'clock, and then our firework finale at midnight.
Oh, that's always so nice. And and we are going to have my favorite event, aren't we? The bubble wrap stomp.
We're going to have the bubble stomp, absolutely. Yep.
I love doing that.
Yep. I haven't ordered the bubble wrap yet, but...
Well, we covered the drive pretty thoroughly with that, and I'm amazed, number one, at how loud it gets.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive how loud that gets. And how long it can take to try and stomp out most of the bubbles in that ramp. It takes a little bit of work.
Oh, it's 7 minutes, I think.
Have we gone 7 minutes with that?
That's about as long as we ever get with it. But
that's long enough.
You know, this year I'm going to ask you to try and keep the people off and to keep the kids off. I've also asked the city folks to help
with that. You know, we might need a little bit of our law enforcement. It's so tempting for the little kids.
I know it is.
You see these little feet just kind of poking out, trying to test them.
Absolutely.
Keeping the parents off it can be pretty tough too, but it's fun. And
the thing is, though, that we've got the procession that comes down from all the first kids' venues, and so we want all those kids to have the opportunity to get in on the bubble stomp. So that's why we try and hold it off. And I know it's difficult.
It's tough. They're kids. Like I said, the parents can be just as tough too.
Right.
But the kids have fun. We all have fun. The parade from now. You're coming from where again with the parade?
The First United Methodist Church, which is just behind the band shell in Williams Park.
We just come
straight down Second and turn onto the waterfront there. And we're going to have a different band with it. We're going to have the Pinellas Sheriff's PAL drumline this year. Yeah, we've had Mount Zion drumline for many years, but they are reorganizing and said they wanted to take this year off. And a lot of the African American churches are really busy on New Year's Eve. A lot of people
services,
go to church,
sure.
So they may be involved in what's going on at their church. So I asked the Pinellas Sheriff's PAL drumline if they would step in this year.
That's wonderful.
At kind of at the last minute, and they said, absolutely.
Oh, we got to have them there.
Yeah.
Well, if you've never been to First Night before, it celebrates local businesses, local performers for the most part. It's a wonderful way to celebrate St. Pete and to start off your new year in a very family-friendly way. Our venues, no alcohol involved at all.
That's correct. We don't sell any alcohol.
Nothing at all.
Nope, but don't let that discourage you. All the bars and restaurants are open.
They're five feet across the street.
Right. You know. So it's fun for everybody.
But it's a nice way to get the kids started with New Year's Eve. You know, they have their early fireworks. And by the time they've run around for 3 or 4 hours, they're ready to go to bed.
Right. And they've got, you know, we've got the great kids activities. You know, there's
you
the
too.
Hat and mask making. I'm going to have great explorations doing science shows. You know, we're going to have the musical petting zoo again where they can go try out brass instruments.
The second time rounders
bring that down, and it's just so terrific.
They were just at one of the Florida Orchestra events that I was at, and the kids, I couldn't believe some of these kids just picking up these instruments for the first time like they'd been with them all their lives. They put me to shame.
You know, I mean, it's the idea of getting them started early. It's great, you know.
Yeah, they don't have any of those blockage that we have when we're adults and we have all these preconceived notions about not being able to do something. There's no fear with these kids. They're
great.
Right. And they have such a wonderful time in the park. So who are our sponsors this year? Who do we have to thank for being a big part of putting this on?
Well, our big presenting sponsor this year is 411 Pain.
Thank you.
The Medical and Lawyer Referral Service. So thank you very much to them.
And
of course, we have Cox Media.
And we love it. We love it.
Yep. And we have Duke Energy and
keeping those
Clear
lights on.
Channel Outdoors and a lot of local businesses.
See, we wouldn't be able to put this on without the support of those local businesses.
No, we can't. You know, we have to raise a minimum of $50,000 every year.
Is that what it is?
It's the minimum.
How much of that comes from button sales? Is that a fair?
Half.
Half of it does. Well, we got to sell more buttons.
No. Half of my whole budget. No.
But still, we want to sell as many buttons as possible.
Yeah, you know, we spend
help.
Over $100,000 putting this on because we have to pay for the fireworks and everything, you know. So
who does the fireworks? I don't know if I've ever asked.
Creative Pyrotechnics.
And where are they going to be shooting from?
I'm pretty sure we're going to shoot from this Spa Beach Mall the way we have in the past.
Back in the past?
Because of the pier construction, it's more difficult this year.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
And we're working on it.
Well, I noticed, it's funny, last time I was downtown, I finally noticed actual construction going on the pier. So that was really good to see. So maybe in a year or two, we'll be shooting from the pier and have somewhere else to celebrate on. That will be nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's remind everybody again, if you want to get a button, we want to encourage you to get those in advance and save a few bucks because it gets you into a lot of cool events with the kids, what they're $12 in advance, was that it?
$12 for adults, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under are encouraged to come to First Night, and they're free, you know.
We get a lot of strollers.
Yep. And so, you know, buying those buttons helps us pay for the event.
It does.
You know,
so
without these button sales, we can't pay for it.
And they light up and they're cool.
That's right. They blink. Yep, they're going to have the LEDs in them, and it's the cool design by the Vitale brothers, who are just were great to work with.
And, they're wonderful. And, you know, you mentioned all the murals downtown.
Right.
You can take an actual tour of all the murals in downtown St. Pete. I encourage you to do that. Maybe as part of First Night, you know, do it during the day because they are just striking. Yeah. They're beautiful.
You know, something new that's come up with the murals that is that they've made an audio tour of the murals that I'm.
Really?
I think you get it on your phone or something. This was built with a grant. I think it's the first place in the country to have it. An actual audio tour to go with it. So it's just something that's brand new, that's come through the Arts Alliance, who's also one of our sponsors.
Well, bless them for that. That's fun to have. I love walking around downtown St. Pete. The website is firstnightstpete.com. We'll get you all the links. You go to WDUV.com and look at that events guide. And we'll be bringing you up to speed as we get closer and closer. I can't believe how close we actually are,
That's
Alan.
Right. And don't forget all the music that we have.
Oh,
you
the
know,
music
we have
is
lots
wonderful.
Of music, you know. We're actually bringing in a national act since our 25th this year. We're bringing in
the
singer, Ryan Montbleu, who's coming in.
Oh,
so
nice.
He's going to be our headliner on the finale stage. We're going to have local blues player.
There's just a
just
ton.
Local blues player Damon Fowler. Mm-hmm. We're going to have jazz by Henry Ashwood and the Infinite Groove Orchestra. In fact, if you come to our program announcement party next Thursday, the Infinite Groove Orchestra is going to play some for us.
Well, you always know how to put on one of the best parties in town, Alan.
We got some bluegrass coming. We've got opera and chamber music as well.
Wow.
You know, we have choral music. We have some really good choral concerts. And then we have our dance stage. You know, we have modern, different dance. We have a lot of stuff for kids. A lot of art programs going on in the park. The Nomad Art Studio bus is going to be there.
I love that bus. Yep. They're good people.
Carmana's going to have art cars, and the artist Jujumo is going to be painting one that night. And the kids can paint the studio bus to go with it. We figured we'd partner that together. The creative clay artists are going to be drawing portraits of people. We'll have our fire projects, you know, we'll have a resolution fire project somewhere, and the walking labyrinth with the bonfire in the middle.
I love that labyrinth. That is one of the highlights for me. That is just a really neat kind of calm way to ease yourself into everything. And the kids are cute. They're so careful as they go through there with their mom and dad.
They are, and people really enjoy making a wish for the community or writing down something they want to get rid of from the past year.
Get rid of the get rid of 2017.
You know, there's lots of ways to approach that.
But I think a lot of those resolutions will be no more hurricanes for a while.
Right. Yeah, that was scary.
It was way too scary, but, you know, once again, we did it, and we're looking forward to this 25th anniversary celebration.
Oh, there's one more thing I want to talk
about.
Come
on, talk about it.
There's a change that happened just after the program went to print, which is that American Stage does comedy improv at the Sunshine Center.
Oh, fun.
But before that, they're actually going to do their school tour show of Rikki Tikki Tavi.
Ah.
So that's not in the program just because it didn't happen until after we went to press. But I'm very excited for us to be able to present the American Stage school tour because it's really fun.
Aren't we blessed with so much great local talent that we can bring this all together?
Yeah.
I think that's the best part of First Night. We're thrilled about the national acts. We love our local celebrants, and we love the fact that there's going to be so many families coming down here, maybe for the first time with their little ones. They might have started off 25 years ago with the first one, and now they're coming back with their kids to welcome them in the new year in.
Absolutely. And we get a lot of people from other countries, too,
these
days. Yes, I love walking around and hearing all the different languages that are being spoken that night.
It's a wonderful way to ring in the new year. Downtown St. Pete is the place to be, and obviously you want to be down there for First Night, and as things happen and we add a few more, we'll keep you up to speed here right on the Dove. And you can also go to firstnightstpete.com, and Alan will let us in on those little tidbits that maybe drop in now and then, some extra goodies. We like goodies.
That's right. Oh, yeah. And there's lots more that I didn't have time to mention.
Go ahead. The mic is yours. What else would you like to mention? I'm not going to shut you down here.
oh, we're going to have some jugglers in the park and magicians that stroll around. There's the ice skating. And one of our resolution fire sculptures is going to be the local artist Andrew Patton is creating an airship that people can write their resolutions and put into. And then, ooh, you know, it'll be burned at 11:30. We'll light it up and burn all those resolutions. So
you've just got so much happening. They have to go to the website, learn all about it, and get those buttons as soon as possible.
Right. Yep. At Trinity Lutheran Church, we have choral music, and we have a magician. Corey Van Valen is going to do his magic. He did it last year, and people really enjoyed it.
Oh, so magic's fun.
I said, let's bring him back again this year.
Oh, yeah. You know? I'm amazed how much you fit into one night. It's incredible.
Well, I have a wonderful program committee that meets once a month for about 6 months, and we look through everything that people send me. You know, we get all kinds of submissions of people doing different things. And I encourage people to, you know, to send me an application. We have a performer application that we send out. And then we have a committee of people that we look at whatever links they send us for YouTube or, you know. And we see what, and it's not usually a matter of the talent. It's often a matter of what can we compare together. What's going to fit, you know?
It's a lot of work.
So I encourage people that don't get accepted, don't get discouraged, you know,
apply again. Try again next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go for the 26th.
Especially now, there's just so much talent here. It's just getting better and better, and so many more artists working that, you know, it's one of First Night's missions is to promote the local artists and performers. So.
And you do it very well. I mean, every year there's something new and exciting to look forward to.
Right.
And if someone does want to apply for next year, is that already, can you already do
April.
That? In April.
Yeah.
Oh, got to wait a few
I got to take a little time off, right?
Oh,
I have to, there's all these bills and performers that have to be paid after the event, and, you know, tax forms and things like that.
Details.
And then
details.
We start working on the fundraising for the next year. You know, I get together with the next year's artist who's going to design the art, because it's a different local artist that designs our button art every year.
Yeah.
So I've already spoken to that person and gotten them thinking about it, you know.
It's an honor. It really is. You're featured on a lot.
We feel that way. We, you know, we try to.
I agree. Not everybody can say that they created a First Night button in St.
That's right. That's
very
right.
Nice. Well, Alan, we're going to leave it at that because we have to hold them in a little bit of suspense, but we'll keep
Absolutely.
The ball rolling.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to have you, to come up and speak with you, and to have you come down and be a part of First Night every year.
I can't think of a better way to wrap up the old and bring in the new. It's fun. I really enjoy seeing all the families. That puts me in the best mood for the new year more than anything else.
Absolutely.
It does. Yeah. Alan, thank you so much. For more information, you'll go to WDUV.com and FirstNightSt.Pete.com, and we'll make sure we tell you what's going on. But get those buttons early. Alan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ann.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.